All right, we're back in our house again tonight on this great Tuesday evening. I hope that you had a wonderful and fantastic day, whether it's raining or whether the sun is out. It doesn't matter. Today's the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad and rejoice in it. I want to thank you once again for joining us on Kiss God Radio right here on loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, y'all. You can fall in love. It's so great, so dynamic. I'm telling you, loveradionetwork.com just ministers to the whole man. And I want you to download this app and be a part of us, be a part of the loveradionetwork.com community. And listen. I don't believe it's too late to even get your tickets to join the Love Cruise. So you got to be down with us. And I'm telling you that your life will be transformed. Your life, your mind, your family will be transformed being a part of the loveradionetwork.com community. So go ahead and check it out and see if you're able to still go on this Love Cruise. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Many artists, dynamic artists. Dr. Charles Dean is going to come later on the bridge, and he's going to share some information about it. And just join us. Join the ones that are going. Join the ones that are going. And the ones that are missing out, you're missing out on something great. All right. Hey, listen, y'all, I'm excited about tonight. Tonight, I'm just kind of talking and having a good time in the studio and just loving on you. You know, Kiss God is really Kingdom International Singles Seminar, right? For every single man, every single woman, cultivating their lives to be better, do better, love better, to learn how to love God, number one, learn how to love yourselves, number two, and learn how to love others the right way, number three. This is the place where we worship, we wait, we win. And it's simply a win-win situation when you're down with Kiss God Radio. And we're going to be doing some, again, dynamic things. And I want you not to only follow Kiss God Radio, but I'm doing some other things. We call it Power Tuesday. And you can be a part of us at 6 a.m. in the morning on what I call The Path. It's a prayer call, you know, where we pursue all things heavenly. That's what P-A-T-H is. We pursue all things heavenly. And then at noon on Tuesdays, we have Faith Reps, where we read, expound, and pray sessions. Read, expound, pray sessions, which what we do, we teach people about faith, to exercise those faith muscles so that you may understand the dynamics of faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Understanding how to use your faith, what faith is for, how to build your faith. Oh, it's so good. So be a part of that on Facebook Live every Tuesday at noon. And of course, we end it with Kiss God Radio for singles only. And all right, here on loveradionetwork.com, and we are excited about what we're going to share with you tonight. Is that all right? All right, check this out, y'all. I got something to say, so let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to be on this platform once again. Thank you for the door opening. Thank you, God, for loveradionetwork.com. Thank you for Dr. Charles Dean. Thank you, God, for his staff. Thank you for those that are making this dream, this vision happen. Lord, there's so many things that's out there that's feeding our people and with a negative vibe. But Lord, we thank you that this station, loveradionetwork.com, is a positive station. Music, Lord, good themes for family, children, men and women. And so, Lord, we ask you to continue to allow it to be on, stretch it out internationally, grow the audience in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what is to come. So, Lord, bless the singles tonight as I speak life into them. Lord, that they will not be down, but they are coming up, Father. They will not be poor, but they will be rich mentally, emotionally, and physically, and financially. Wealthy people, Lord God, wealthy people in your name. And we thank you for what they are about to gain. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, singles. I was just thinking about so much today. And, you know, I always pray and say, Lord, what is it that I want to say to them tonight, as the seasons is changing, right? We're getting ready to enter into summertime. And so tonight is summertime singles. And I know that I think the summer starts like what? Like June 20th, I believe, something like that. I think it's June 20th. I believe that's what it is. And so anyway, nevertheless, I wanted to talk to you about that. I wanted to, a lot of things, as I'm talking to singles, I talk to married couples, I talk to singles as well. But singles, I want to say this to you, as this is Kiss God Radio, right? I want you to be a lover of your single life. I want you to be a lover of your single life. And I know. So not everything you're going to agree with what I say, but it's okay. You had to learn how to agree to disagree, right? But I want you to be a lover of your single life. And I want you to really set yourself free. Set yourself free from all of those negative thinking. I want you to unshackle yourself from those old regressive stories that claim that single life is sad and lonely. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to be talking about summertime singles. Right. And I want you to rise above those repressive notions that everyone wants a romantic partner and everybody wants to get married. And if you think, and marriage is not bad, but I'm talking to singles right now. And sometimes it was like, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? Nothing is wrong with you. And I want you to get over that. I want you to rise above that repressive notion that everyone wants a romantic partner. And if you think you don't, you know, you'll get over it. And if you don't get over it, then you need help. Because you got to get over it. You know, reject the idea that putting a romantic partner at the center of your life is something that you have to do. Something that everyone wants or that it is the normal, natural, and the superior way to live. Nah. I want you to look at yourself as you are the curator of your life. You're the one that's putting it together. You know, you are the one that's decorating your life. You're the one that's motivating your life. And being single doesn't limit your life. It just doesn't. And you can stop letting people, you know, make you believe that. Again, being single does not limit your life. It throws your life wide open, as a matter of fact. And you have that freedom. You have that freedom, and you want to make the most of it. You know, the resources, the opportunities, however vast or meager that it may be, you get to decide, singles, the shape and the contours of your lives. Are you with me? On a day-to-day base, life. You know, your life, you begin to have that life that's life-altering transformation. You're in control of that. You get to pursue. I want you to please listen to me. You get to pursue your interests, your passions, without trying to refashion or resize them in ways that suit somebody else. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. You know, you have this golden opportunity, to welcome into your life anyone that you want, whether it's friends, relatives, mentors, colleagues, whether it's a lover, a neighbor, a spiritual figure, a pet, or anyone else. It doesn't matter. As many as you like, or as few as you like, but no pressure to elevate this romantic partner above others. You know, you don't have to fight about basically who's in your life. You got to still be careful now of who's in your life and who you allow to be in your life. And if you want to really understand that, you know, go to my session, go to the archives and pull up Kiss God Radio and loveradionetwork.com about who's in your room. So even though I'm saying that you get to welcome people into your life, you got to still be careful who you let in your life. Okay. All right. So you get to devote yourself to, you know, to your inner circle or larger communities. You know, you get to travel to certain countries. You know, you can create your home to be that sanctuary that you want. You know, that sweet, sweet solitude place. You know, if you don't want kids, you don't have kids. Now, if you have kids, you get to raise those kids as you fit. Or that child as you fit. You know, I'm just you know, talking here because there's too many people that are walking around sad and they're thinking about the summertime that's coming and what am I going to do? Well, I'm gonna talk to you about a couple of things that singles could do in summertime. But what I want you to do, what I really want you to do, I want you to enjoy your single state. I want you to enjoy. I want you to feel this way, right? That you share all that you do with yourself and not so much with the romantic partner, that somebody's at the center of your life. You understand? Somebody's at the center of your life. The one that's at the center of your life is Jesus Christ. That's the one. And that's where singles go wrong, by making a romantic partner the single, or a romantic partner the center of your life, and then you organize your lives around this romantic partner. You don't want to do that. You want to learn how to share the joy and experience living single. Are you with me? That's so important. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you might have experienced in your life before, whether it was glorious, whether it was horrifying, whether it was boring, whether it was a mixed baggage. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you had a miserable childhood or an exemplary one. You're not defined by any of those things. You're not single, you know, because you're running away from something or someone. And you know, everybody has issues. You know, you want to make sure that you're saying, I'm single by choice. I'm single by choice, and when it's time for me to cross over to marriage, then it'll be that time. But until then, I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to enjoy being single. You see, let me tell you this. Some singles don't need to unsingle themselves. Some singles just don't need to unsingle themselves. For real, you just need to enjoy each time that you go out. Enjoy every step of your life. Enjoy. You know, become more freer in your life. Become more authentic in your life. You know, and I'm just really shooting off the cuff, but in this enlightened world that I envision, I believe that every child will understand, as a matter of course, that living single is a life path that can be just as joyful and fulfilling as any other. And for some people, I believe it's the best path of all. I really do. I believe for some people that the single state is the best path of all. And I know that as we continue to talk about singles, I know that, you know, I've gotten so many testimonials from singles of how much Kiss God has helped them. They have grown. They walked away from relationships that were toxic, And somebody was feeding them a negativity of, you don't need to remain in this state. You know, you better, you need somebody in your life. Who said so? Stop that nonsense. Stop. And then you rush into something you shouldn't be in. I want you to feel that relief on life, because a single life, people, it's a time to flourish. It is a time to flourish. It's a time to be joyful. It's a time to be psychologically rich. It's a time, again, to have an authentic life. I want you to feel proud of who you are. Feel proud of yourself. I'm a single man, and I'm proud. I'm a single woman, and I'm proud. I'm not going to allow the fact that, you know, like last week, like I was talking last week. I was like, look, if you don't want me, I want me. You know what I mean? And so we're gonna dive into, you know, what is there to do being single? You know, man, I'm looking forward to having a great time. This is what I was sharing with this single man. And he was saying, I don't know what I'm going to do this summer, man. And I said, hey, look, let's sit down for a minute. And let's just talk. Let's just really talk about some things that you need to do. You know, and what I want you to do. The first thing I told him to do is make a summertime vision board. Just make a summertime vision board. Summertime singles. Make a summertime vision board. You know. You're going to start putting some things up on this board. You ever make a vision board? Well, it's the same thing. Summertime vision board. Put the stuff up on that vision board and where you see yourself going, what you see yourself doing during the summertime. You know, it's like writing out a summertime bucket list. That's exactly what it is. You want to kickstart your summer. June 20th, whatever it is, when it comes, you say, look, this is what I'm going to do. From June to August, I'm going to do a bucket list, and I'm going to have myself a daggone good time. Whether I got friends that's going to go with me or join me, or I'm going to do it by myself. Are you understand? Because you want to make yourself the main character of this summer. Yeah, baby, make yourself the main character of the summer. You are the one. You are the main character on the stage of life, and you're going to enjoy yourself. And you know what else you need to do? Listen to me. Summertime singles. Make yourself a summertime soundtrack. Get your music that you love. Get that, I don't know, Apple Music? Is that what it is? Because I don't have Apple. But I got Spotify, you know, whatever they got. Then they got Google stuff, whatever. But make yourself a summertime uplifting now. Don't bring out the blues and the R&B, baby, I want you back and all this stuff. Get something that's going to uplift you, that's going to propel you into your destiny, that's going to put a smile on your face. You know, like songs like Ain't No Stopping Us Now, boy, that's one of my favorite. But anyway, you want to enjoy. Make yourself a soundtrack. And just start talking and enjoying, putting it in your car. If you don't have a car, get some headphones, your earbuds, and just listen to the music and enjoy it. Are you with me? Because music is a vehicle, and it helps you to go from one state of mind to another, uplifting soundtrack. That's what you want to do. You want to create that. Ladies, listen. Brothers, if you want to do this too, it's up to you. But ladies, buy yourself some flowers. Go to the florist. Put some flowers in your home. Some roses, some dandelions, whatever. Just put them in there and just beautify your home. Are you with me? You want to learn how to do that. You want to learn how to find some places to go to and just eat outside on the deck, you know, during the summertime, whether it's lunch, whether you have a vacation. Take the time to enjoy yourself. Because now, let me also say this to you. Summertime singles. Listen, unplug just for a little while. Unplug from social media over the summer. That's huge. I know. You know why? Because you'll start seeing people, where they went, where they going, who they're with. You know, I'm telling you, that can destroy your entire summer. That can destroy your entire summer. I need you to unplug from social media over the summer. And these are just suggestions.
That's, if you don't want to take it, you don't have to. But, you know,
check this out. Summertime singles, you know what else you need to do? You need to go on a photography walk. Yep. You need to go on a photography walk. And you know what that is? A photography walk is that you take your phone or you have a camera and you go to the city or you go to, I don't know. You may go down to, if you're in Chicago, you know, there's certain places if you go away and you just start taking beautiful pictures. You know, you go to Manhattan, if you like skyscrapers, wherever you go. You go to places where there's mountains, and you just take beautiful pictures of the scenery. And you just enjoy that. And it's really breathtaking. And just treat yourself to something special. I'm talking to summertime singles here. Listen, another thing that you could do is start a new hobby. You know, start a new creative hobby in your life. And along with that, start taking life slow. Yeah, that's all. Just embrace the art of slow living. Embrace it, you know. You know, also, you know what I'm thinking about? This is what I want to say. If I was you, I would find a nice beach that I like and just enjoy the sunrise and the sunset of that beach. Now, it is different going to the day, right? You just go out there during the day and the sun is just above. But when you get to the early morning part, the sunrise, or getting there at 6:30 or 6:45 sunset, it's the most beautiful thing. And you got to take the picture. You get to that beach and you just watch the sunset. It's breathtaking and you just enjoy you. You will begin to find some things about you and say, I didn't know I can enjoy. Watch this. I can enjoy outdoor solo living. Outdoor solo living or outdoor solo dining. By myself. Ain't nothing wrong with going on vacation by yourself. Sure, live it, love it, laugh, be happy. I'm talking to summertime singles here. Are you with me? Are you with me? And also, start a reading list during the summer. You know, just enjoy, you know, reading. You know, just go out. And then if you're not a reader, which you should be, you really should be a reader, find outdoor concerts. You know, if you're living in Jersey, Jersey has a lot of outdoor concerts in Jersey City, the Deck in New York City, Connecticut, jazz concerts, all kind. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful concerts. Just enjoy. Take some adventures. You know what I'm saying? Adventures. Revamp your home. How about that? How about cleaning it up? Yeah, that might work. Right, so you want to update your wardrobe. How about that? You know, to feel your best. Right, but just make sure, watch how you're spending your money now. All right, watch how you're spending your money. Try something new each week. Try something new each week. These are certain things that, you know, you can do. And visit, you know, if you like coffee, tea, you know, visit a nice local coffee shop and sit there. A lot of them have some beautiful music, nice jazz music. They're not real large. They quaint. They, you know, could be a little small, but it's beautiful. You understand? Or how about this? You have like a summer theme movie night. Like you pick a nice movie night and you just sit there and you just enjoy. You know, or you might want to talk to someone every day. And just go out and meet people. You know, go out and meet people. I'm not saying that you got to date who you meet. I'm just talking about talk to someone new every day. Just enjoy who you are. Can't do this stuff when you're married. God knows you can't do it. Go have a picnic in a park. How about that? Lay down a nice blanket and just eat your favorite food in the park, right? Find a street fair and just go and enjoy the street fair. I'm talking the summertime singles here, right? How about what I do love? And I just came from one not too long ago, but go to a farmer's market. How about that? A farmer's market. I'm talking about adventure, solo adventures. And I know that you will be saying to yourself, I didn't know I could enjoy me this much. Right? I just didn't know I could enjoy me this much. How about pampering yourself at a spa? You know, summertime singles. Brothers, this is for brothers too now. Don't just think that this is for the women. It's for brothers too. How about starting a new fitness routine? Huh? How about that? You know, let me tell you something. Everything is on the phone. You don't even have to pay $49.99 a month for. You can get this stuff on YouTube for free. And set your phone up and you just start a new fitness routine. Y'all, there's so much more that I would love to do, but I just want to let you know, I want you to enjoy you, right? Because singleness is a gift. Remember that you are a gift and you're blessed and you're highly favored. My brothers and my sisters, summertime singles. Y'all, this is Pastor P on Kiss God Radio, right here on loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. I enjoyed this tonight, and I hope that you take heed to what I'm saying, and I pray that you have a wonderful summer. I pray that you have a wonderful day. We'll be back next week, but I just wanted to enlighten you, and we're going to keep up the beat a little bit in the next couple of weeks, and we're just going to have a great time, all right? Listen, y'all be blessed, and as y'all are moving into the summer, Memorial Day weekend, all of these things, just remember what I said, God is with you and you are a gift from God. All right. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace and may your peace be multiplied. Peace and love to you and yours. Charlie Rock. Come on, man. Take us to the bridge. Run, I'm out.
A groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. School is out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what habit is, the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88,
Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark up nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.